Amidst the giant robots, school idol festivals, and scientific advances like the illustrious Hyperoats, sometimes we long for simpler times and feel the urge to explore the very foundation of Japan's traditions. So during tonight's program, we'll focus upon Japan's musical past, bringing you anime music that carries that traditional Japanese flavor. Good evening, and welcome to this episode of Anime Music on the Airs. I'm your host, Cezero Particle. After falling into the well that is traditional Japanese music, we find ourselves in a Rumiko Takahashi runaround, where a half-demon must decide between a girl from the modern world or a priestess he fell in love with way back when. That's Inuyasha for you. While there's a distinct lack of romantic development, there's certainly no shortage of the epic sort of traditional Japanese music in Inuyasha. We'll start this evening's broadcast with Hanyo Inuyasha, composed by Kaoru Wada. With those militaristic, percussive moments and a grand melody, we began tonight's program with Hanyo Inuyasha from the soundtrack to Inuyasha, composed by Kaoru Wada. With the broadcast on such high spirits, we'll continue looking into the spiritual side of Japanese traditions, this time through Shintoism, which involves worshipping a multitude of deities called kami. Our next track honors one such deity, a mountain spirit. Taken from the Epic of Zekbak, this is Omi Fushisama, composed by Zekbak. Thank you. While I wouldn't recommend checking out Epic of Zekbok, the music is quite beautiful. You just heard Zekbok's Omifushi-sama, Mountain Spirit. We'll move away from the larger spirits and enter the realm of the microscopic. With creatures so small they cannot be seen with the naked eye, or any eye for that matter. But their impact upon our world can have profound, even dangerous, implications. Such are the creatures spoken of in Mushishi, and with it, a quieter percussion track titled Hikari Sake, or Wine of Light. The composer is Toshio Masuda. Those traditional Japanese drumming and bells come together in Toshio Masuda's Hikari Sake, composed for Mushishi. The legend lives on with our next selection, a piece from a lesser-known anime with its roots as a visual novel. Toka Getan is a story revolving around the Kami Azuma clan, which, if you caught the word Kami in its name, suggests a spiritual connection. Our next track, composed by Akifumi Tada, follows that vibe perfectly. So with that, here's Sekiken from Toka Getan. Thank you. From the Toka Getan soundtrack, that was Sekiken, composed by Akifumi Tada, complete with a traditional flute solo and koto melody. Our spiritual adventures come to an end with this next piece, which comes from an adaptation of a Kyoka Izumi play titled Tenshu Monogatari, in which a man who trains a feudal lord's falcon falls in love with one of the forgotten gods that inhabit a nearby castle. That is among one of the stories told in the anime Ayakashi Samurai Horror Tales. This next piece by composer Yasuharu Takanashi is titled Koi Gokoro. A bittersweet tale of a love that could never be materializes in Yasuharu Takanashi's Koi Gokoro, composed for the anime Ayakashi Samurai Horror Tales. This request comes courtesy of Twitter follower Camila Ferreira. And now, for something a little different, in that we'll be exploring traditional Japanese folk music. But before we get to stuff like Enka, let's take a look at the category in general. To showcase that, here's a piece from the anime Aishiteruze Baby that takes the form of a folksy ballad with traces of R&B. So here is Nen Nen Sai Sai, written by Takabe Satoshi and performed by Yo Hitoto. Oh, Our venture into the Japanese traditional folk music genre began with Nennen Sai Sai from Aishiteruze Baby. The song was composed by Takabe Satoshi and sung by Yo Hitoto. Our next piece is that rare anime enka track, sourced from the most unlikely anime to contain enka music. But search your memories far enough, and you might recall a certain song sung by Hiromi Kono titled Misoji Misaki, The Cape of 30 Years, which was used as a one-shot ending theme to Lucky Star.
の宿で泣き崩れ愛した夜を悔やんでも男勝手な約束ばかり何も叶わず終わります。
You just heard the overly dramatic, but nevertheless sentimental, Misoji Misaki, The Cape of 30 Years, which served as one of the many ending themes to Lucky Star. The song was performed by Hiromi Kono. And speaking of drama, how about a story about an opera troupe that was secretly formed to protect Japan by piloting Mecha into battle against monstrous spirits? That's the story behind Sakura Wars, which hasn't really aged all that well, but its soundtrack, composed by Kohei Tanaka, is pretty decent. This next piece from Sakura Wars is titled Spirit Sword, Wild Hawk. Thank you. That was Spirit Sword, Wild Hawk from Sakura Wars. The piece, with all its traditional sort of ambience and a good dose of drama, is composed by Kohei Tanaka. With all that drama, a reprieve is necessary, and we get that in the form of a nice, easygoing koto piece, composed by Ken Muramatsu. So from Kurenai, here's Niwa no Tsubaki. A nice, calm, peaceful koto piece, courtesy of Ken Muramatsu. That was Niwa no Tsubaki from the Kurenai soundtrack. But after that bit of calmness, we go back into the breach with the grim, domineering piece from Katanagatari. Played during major confrontations, Getoka carries its suspense through a ceremonial chant delivered by Nishida Kazue Shachu, with a song composed by Taku Iwasaki.
Thank you.
The eerie chant comes to you courtesy of Nishida Kazue Shachu and composer Taku Iwasaki. That was Katoka from Katanagatari. Finally, after all that tension and suspense, let's close out this evening's broadcast with a piece that harkens back to the past as we say our farewells to traditional Japanese music. So with that, here is Tears in the Dam, composed for Melody of Oblivion by Hijiri Kuwano. That slow, nostalgia-laden piece closes out our broadcast of traditional Japanese music. From Melody of Oblivion, that was Tears in the Dam, composed by Hijiri Kuwano. And with that, our exquisite visit to Japan's traditional musical side comes to an end in this episode of Anime Music on the Airs. Feel free to leave comments below to let us know what you think, and make requests for future shows. I hope you'll join us next time. Until then, I'm your host, The Zero Particle. Have a great evening.